Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Becca. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
So for everyone who's listening, we're just having a bookish conversation today about audiobooks. And so Becca and I, we're going to chat about books that we read and what we enjoyed. So Becca, you've been on the show. So tell us what you've been up to.
So I think the last time I was on the show, I had just come out with a clarity journal and I have been in the throes of writing my next book called Mindful Procrastination, but it's not quite ready yet. So that's basically what I've been up to.
I love this. And I'm so excited for Mindful Procrastination because that explains my life.
I think it explains everybody's life, right? You write about what you know/need.
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. So we're going to chat about audiobooks. So Becca, you're going to be in the hot seat of asking me questions. You know. Mm-hmm.
So what have you been up to? What have you been listening to lately?
So it's been, so I would tell you January was a tough month for me. Like I didn't know for some reason I was expecting to be easing my way into the new year in season 3 of the pandemic, but then we got Omicron and then the day job was busy, and for some reason, I just didn't escape. So I used books as a way to get out of my life in a healthier way. And so for some reason, I discovered that I have to listen to audiobooks before going to bed, and it's like the best way to fall asleep. And in the mornings, I will wake up and listen to an audiobook for like an hour, and it was like the best way to ease my day. So I got so much books read this month because of that. That I'm so surprised. I'm like, oh, why I didn't thought of that? And yes, I miss parts of it when I fall asleep, and then I remember, or I just skip it. And I'm like, whatever, it wasn't that important. So,
I thought I was the only one who did that because I actually will listen to audiobooks that I've loved in the past over and over again while I'm falling asleep. Because I won't do it if it's a new book because I don't want to miss a spot. But like, the last book of Harry Potter with that, I forget what his name is, but the narrator is just so gifted. And I have listened to that like in my sleep, probably 1,000 times.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something to be said. I used to fall asleep with the TV, but because I don't have a TV in my room and my cable is like streaming only. So you have to stream it from Chromecast. It's a weird cable. We don't have cable boxes anymore here in Tampa. So I was like, let me just give it a try with audiobooks. And it was like a pleasantly surprised way to just end the night, you know?
So what was your favorite audiobook?
YA were the standout audiobooks that I did enjoy the most. There were 3 of them and they were actually the best ones. And then I read a couple others in other areas and romance, but the YA ones were the standout. So do you want me to tell you all about them?
I totally want you to tell me all about them.
All right. So the first one is The Jasmine Project by Meredith Island. This is an audio listening copy. So I want to preface, I got this for free, the book came out already like a few months ago. So you can actually pick it up. So this is like a big blended family from Filipino Italian family. There's like 30 plus cousins and aunts and uncles and all the other people. And they're very involved in Jasmine's life. Like they're really involved. And so Jasmine was like dating this guy who was a loser. He was actually abusive, like just not nice. And so he broke up, he cheated on her. He sort of asked her to be on a break and her family was like, oh no, we don't want her to come back with him. So they have a group chat text and they decide to have like this Jasmine's graduation party. They're going to have the bachelor style day where they're going to invite 3 different potential guys for her to date. And so then she realized that there's other options in the team. And so the book follows Jasmine in one of the chapters, but then every other chapter is the whole family group text where she's not involved. And so it's like really fun to hear all the group texting, and there's multiple cast audio. So there's different voices for each of the text messages. So they're highly involved in the whole setup. So it was like a game with The Bachelor of like trying to go on one-on-one dates and see like which one you're going for. And like they'll get a happily ever after in the end, but it was really fun. Oh, and it happens to be set in Orlando, which is the place that I spent last fall. So it was really nice to see Orlando, like not Disney World, but the Orlando that I spent time with.
That is so cool. I'm like sitting here, like, I am not even like that into YA at the moment.
Yeah.
But I love when they use multiple narrators.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. I feel like, and it was like Filipino, Italian. Jasmine happens to be South Korean adoptee. So it was like this whole very like, and the author's own voices. So she's like brought it up, like all these different things. It was like great to see like this blended family, you know, come together. And there's a lot of mention of food and all kinds of food, Italian food, Filipino food. And so it was so good. So
that's so cool. What about the, you said two others. So yeah. what about those?
So the next one is When We Can Keep Meeting Like This. And this one is set in Seattle. So this is in your hometown. Ooh. This is Rachel Lynn Solomon's YA book from last summer. And also I got a free copy, but it's already out, so you can pick it up. And it's set in the world of weddings. And so I think the female main character is part of family who have like a wedding planning business as a family. They're like, it's a family business. So her sister's involved, both her parents are involved. And so all they do is weddings. And so she doesn't want to be a wedding, but she plays the cello. The harp. She plays the harp. Like she plays something like unique as part of the weddings. And so she connects with the son of the catering business guy. And they're kind of like talking to each other. So the year before, she wrote a letter saying like, hey, I like you, but he didn't respond back. He went to college and she was like, she got her feelings hurt. So they're like coming back together. I'm like, hey, do you like me? I like you. What's going on? There's great representation of anxiety and depression. So it explains why he went MIA. It wasn't just because he was overwhelmed with school, but he also was depressed. And so it was really nice to see like, you know, the representation of like, you know, what happens. Like, it's not just like personal. It's like, nah, like I didn't stop talking to you because I didn't like you. But it was really cute. And it's like, it's all about the wedding business. So
wedding interesting.
Door. Yeah. So
what was your third?
The third one was If This Gets Out by Kate Dutrich and Sophie Gonzalez. And this is a boy band fan fiction of Harry Styles and One Direction. So this
one. I remember you telling me about this one. Yeah.
So basically this is a boy band like One Direction. They're going on a tour. They're having fun. And there's two members who happen to like each other and they start a secret love affair. And so they're like trying to figure out like the media, like the management saying like, no, you cannot come out. And they were like, but I want to come out. And like, you know, dealing with the fans and dealing with the tour, and they're in Europe, touring all the way. And so it's just a fun boy band, you know, like book, but serious issues too.
Right. Like that makes me really stop and think. Like I'm bi and I've been out for a really long time and I like didn't even really think twice about it. Although yeah. I find sometimes people didn't know. And then when I tell them, it's like, oh, that's cool. But like, talk about a layer of complication. I'm sure like actors and lot of people that are public facing really have to manage that. And I really, in this day and age, like, you wouldn't think of that.
And I think also boy bands is such a teenage girl's crush. It's like you're breaking the teenage girl's like life, you know? And so like, oh my gosh, you're going to lose. You're going to break up and all these different things and management trying to control the narrative. And you're like, no. So they took back their power, but it was like the whole, you know, evil management. I think it's like when you think about boy bands from NSYNC and saying Backstreet Boys had this manager who was like bigger than life and he was like controlling her. It's like kind of that manager. Right. Like he's a bad guy. You know, he's a bad guy. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, there must be a better way.
That is so fascinating. I love it because I love, like, I don't know. I love books that kind of are both, you know, it's YA, it's probably lighthearted, but on, am I right about that? Or am I totally wrong? Okay, no, cool.
And both, Rachel's, We Can Keep Me In With This. And then If This Gets Out, they both are racier. So there's more sex scenes than regular books. So they're, I track my reading wise. And one of the things I asked is, does it bang? And I was like, so yes or no, if it bangs for women, but I had to put a special character for them. It's like, yes, for YA, which is like, it's more racy for YA. Like there's conversations about sex that you normally wouldn't see in most YA books. Right. Most YA books are like, their sex is not mentioned, or it's very fade to black or closed door.
Although I always find that really funny, because when I was... you know, actually the target market for YA, like when I was a young adult, like I was reading all sorts of like totally like, like quasi pornographic, like, you know, like it's amazing as an adult to like, look at how much literature gets very no holds bars about that. Yeah. And when I think back, I'm like, what else?
All right. Let's chat about the Kindle Unlimited Hoopla kind of world. So actually, one of the things I've been wanting to do is use my Kindle Unlimited, because there's a lot of indies, or a lot of like great indies out there, like that I want to try and I want to do this. But one thing I was just like, I don't have the energy to read with my eyes. So I was like, well, let me see if I can find audiobook on Hoopla. And so I found these indies are available in Hoopla, which is, Hoopla is a service from the library. Like some libraries have it, some others don't have it, but it's really great. And so these indies are all available on Kindle Unlimited, but they're also available on Hoopla, so you can listen to the audiobook. So I read 4 series. There's multiple books in each series, but the first one, my favorite one is Carla Sorensen, The Bombshell Effect and The X Effect, which is Washington Wolf's football romance. They're involved in this. It's actually Seattle's football team, quote unquote. I gotta say, I read a lot of Seattle books. So
you knew I was gonna be on.
You were gonna be on. So The Bombshell Effect, it's basically she inherits the football team, and her neighbor is the quarterback, and he happens to have a little kid who is precocious. She's like 6-year-old. She wants to be BFF with her neighbor, and then he was like, no, she's a groovy, I don't like her. So they have like this enemies to lovers contention. They're like, they don't like each other, but they have to work together, and as we know, they develop feelings, and so voila, life happens. So the follow-up book is The X Effect, which is he works the PR for the Washington Wolves team. And he's a new player coming in who happens to be engaged to her sister a few years ago. And so they develop feelings. So it's a little taboo. It's a little, I'm dating my sister's ex-fiancé. And they realized that she was like, I had feelings for him all this time and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, everything's wonderful and great. What I like about Carla's books is that they do portray some somewhat healthier guys. There's not a lot of miscommunication or like tropes, like you just annoying part. Like they're just basically like, it's just happy-go-lucky. Like, yes, there's like something you're not supposed to do, but it works, you know?
You know, that is a huge pet peeve of mine. And it's become, as I've gotten older, like a bigger pet peeve, because it's like so often in romance, the guys are so dysfunctional, and it's like, it's the woman's job to like train him like on things he should already know. So I love that, because it just like kind of warms my heart, because I think, you know, there's a time and a place for the super angsty dramatic romance. I'm totally not knocking it, because I will read that too. Yeah. But like, sometimes you just want to see someone that's like emotionally stable, right?
Yeah, so if you want emotionally stable relationships, like healthy relationship, go to Carla Sorensen. If you want some angsty, some really angry third act conflict that you just like, you want to throw away the computer, the next book is for you. So this is Megan Quinn. She's very popular on Amazon. She has a bunch of rom-coms. Or like, she posts a rom-com like pretty much every other month. There's like a new rom-com from Megan Quinn. So I was like, okay, she's popular. I'm gonna read her most popular series. The first 3 books are not available on Hoopla, but if you borrow the the package, the three book package, you can get the whole three book series in audio and Audible for like $7. So it was a good deal. Or you can get one credit, but $7 is cheaper than one credit. So I paid $7 for three books, and I was like, okay, so 30 hours of books, but they're the three books are they're included.
Right.
So the books are set in a somewhat baseball team in Chicago. There's two baseball teams, different names, different, you know, allegiance and all different things. So the first two books are set in the college that feeds one of the major baseball teams. And so their college romance, like new adulty, like basically like, you know, we like each other, but we're not supposed to be together. I kind of like you, blah, blah, blah. And so my issue with those two books is that they break up at the last third act conflict, like 80% they break up, and they don't talk to each other. One of them for 8 years and the other one for like 4 years. And I'm like, wow. I'm sorry, but like, you might as well be broken up. Like, why are we coming back together? Like, if you don't talk to each other for like 8 years, like, this is a second chance romance. Like, you have grown, like, you cannot tell me you have not grown. You have not figured out like new things over the span of 8 years,
right?
You know, to be like, I'm the same person I was in college, and now we can be together. Like, yeah.
Sounds a little immature.
It is. So the
less. But was it funny?
It was okay. It was like a 3-star. Which was like, it was fine. Like the next two books, the next two books in the series were much better. I think because they were not in college, they were actually professional baseball players. And so they were like, you kind of like saw them. You're like, oh, okay. Like they're grown. They're in the 30s. And so it felt better than reading like some 19-year-old and then be like, okay, 8 years later, I'm coming back.
So now, Laura, I feel like I should ask you, because you've now mentioned a lot of sports romances or YA or whatnot. Like, do we have a crush on any particular sports player?
No, I do not watch any sports. Like, I don't watch any sports at all. But I will be honest, I am a connoisseur of hockey romance. Like any romance that's set in the hockey world, I'm like, I'm dying. I'm here for it. I'm all for it. Do I watch hockey? No. Do I care about it? No. But I enjoy it. I don't watch football. I don't understand football. I don't care about football, but I read football romance. Baseball, I've been to games. I went to Chicago Cubs when I was in Chicago. So I've been to a couple of baseball games, and I think that's because I'm Puerto Rican, but I could not care less about sports, but I liked reading them.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I can appreciate that. I have never actually dived into that genre. So now I'm like, hockey romances.
Hockey romances it's my jam. They're so good. Yeah. I get mad when there's no hockey scenes, and I'm like, what's the whole point of having a hockey romance without a hockey scene? You know, so.
Are there any others on your list?
Yeah, let's do the final book, which is Love and Other Disasters by Anita Kelly. Okay. This is an audio, I get an audio listening copy for this one. It's a recent release. It came out last month. This is about a cooking show like MasterChef. Have you watched MasterChef from Gordon Ramsay?
I have not, but I'm familiar with it. I'm not like a diehard fan.
So it's basically like home cooks who come into a cooking show, and they're like going to this testing and stuff like that. Essentially, it's set in this world where they're in a cooking show, like home cooks are cooking and proving they're going to get a pot of $100,000. And so the main character is as a non-binary and a female queer main character. And so they have like an interesting meeting, because the queer bi female character didn't show up the day that the non-binary character, they mentioned that they use pronouns they and them. Mm-hmm. And so it was shocking to the system that this other person was present the next day. And mm-hmm. so they have this meet cute where they hate each other, and then they become friends. And then they develop feelings. And it's really hot, really heavy. There's a lot of conversations about like, what are you supposed to do? Like, you know, like life after divorce, like, you know, what are your, like, also like family relationships, like all these different things. So it was a really good book. It's set in LA, it's set in a world of cooking and cooking shows. And it's just like, it was a good find. It was a good find.
I like that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you hear the pronouns they and them. And so you're like listening to them. It's just, it gets you to the mood of like, oh, they and them. Like,
right.
You know? So as an audiobook experience, it was a really good audiobook to listen to.
Interesting. I feel like that would be really good because I'm just starting to explore this with my kid. He has a couple non-binary friends, and I actually have to correct him. And this is making me kind of like, you know, I haven't actually listened to an audiobook about a non-binary person that I can think of. And I'm like, that actually would be really good to help like train the pronouns in.
Yeah, you did. So those are all the audiobooks.
I love it. Yeah, I've been listening to a couple audiobooks. I am like starting to get annoyed at nonfiction writers who hire bad audiobook narrators, because I have listened to like, I have returned 4 Audible books in the last couple weeks because I kept getting like these very dry, like, we can't add any emotion to this nonfiction. Like, you're putting me to sleep. Talk about going to bed to it. But I have listened to a couple really cool audiobooks lately that were fiction. And the first one is, I mean, and this is like New York Times bestseller, so people have heard of it. But The Book of Two Ways by Jodi, how do you say her last name? Oh. I actually never, yeah. Oh. So it was really well done. I would say I highly recommend it as an audiobook because it was just like her in-depth knowledge. She just goes so far into the world that she is creating. Mm-hmm. And I found it surprising and interesting. And I really love it when the characters are flawed, yet you're rooting for them. But like every character is just so nuanced that there's not like this like truly heroic character that's kind of unbelievable. So anyway, I would highly recommend that one. And then the other one that I read, I don't know, is this, I'm looking at it. It's about Egypt.
Okay.
It's about an Egyptologist, and she just like did so much research about Egyptology. Like, she created this like fake world within the Egyptology realm, and it was so interesting. And I'm not even like an Egypt person. I'm like, whatever. Like, I mean, I do like historical fiction, and this is not historical fiction, but just like the bringing it in was so interesting. And then the other one that I read was a Stephen Kiernan book, The Universe of Two. And I found this one really interesting. It was set during World War II, and he kind of fictionalized two real human beings. Basically created a story around the Manhattan Project and this couple who was dating at the beginning of World War II and ended up getting married during it. And it was just really, really interesting, like immersing myself in the World War II era. And also just like, again, very well researched. So learning about like the atomic bomb and like how that whole scene developed was just like super interesting, but it was a really sweet love story. But a very real love story. You know what I mean? Like where it's like not like, where you could just see it happening to real people.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
Maybe
if I look for a change of pace, you know, I tend to like look for palate cleanser. So this one sounds like a good palate cleanser.
And it was available on Libby for me. Like all of the library systems I had it available. So that was nice too.
Libby.
I may collect library systems.
Yeah. Same here. Same here. We both are collectors. Awesome. So Becca, tell us where you can find you online.
Oh, you can find me at BeccaRibbing.com. So it's BeccaRibbing, but I'm sure it'll also be in the show notes. And you can find the Clarity Journal on Amazon.
Thank you, Becca, for doing this.
Thanks so much. This was awesome.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.